Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
And welcome to a Tuesday morning on the Steakhouse. My name is Steak. That's Sandra. Thank you for being with us on the Odyssey app, which is obviously where we want you to spend a little time. Get on that Odyssey app anywhere you are, in town, out of town. Get on the app and follow us on social media as well. On a day like yesterday, when big news breaks, all kinds of reaction that you can get from all the personalities and staying on top of all the latest news. So make sure you are a part of that as you continue to follow the local sports scene and so much more. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. Thank you so much. You were just off the air when the news broke from the Hawks, right?
We were off the air.
Yeah, just off the air. So just after 11.
Yeah, is that when it broke officially?
Mm-hmm.
That Landry Fields was replaced. Yes, indeed. So, I had a hankering that might be going down in terms of the Hawks trying to do some different things. But yes, we just got off here. Mike Johnson worked with us. Obviously, he was there on Friday night. It was a spectacular game. Such a fun night. Such a bad ending, though, as you were down by 17. You come all the way back. You take a 6-point lead. Watching Tony Ressler, the owner, and all our buddies over there, and they were so excited. And we're going to get Cleveland in town. Cleveland would have been here, I believe, Sunday and Tuesday. We would have had home games. So what a great Sunday that could have been to go down to State Farm and then next week. But it's all for naught as the Heat are the ones in
the playoffs. So had they won one of those or got in, do you think that would have saved his job?
No, I don't think so. I think if you were out of the first round of the playoffs, unless maybe you went 7 games. I don't know. Listen, I mean, what we can talk a lot about, but Landry Fields made some very solid moves over the last, year. But, it's the entire body of work. It's the direction of the team. It's can you swing and be bold, and is he the guy to make that decision? It's being in the play-in purgatory like you and I have talked about.
Right, right.
And I just think it was a cultural shift to say we're going to have a president of basketball operations who, Landry's not going to work for him. And so, anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Hawks fans have been through a lot over the years as we continue to talk about those two franchises that came in the mid-60s and just have not been able to deliver, the Hawks and the Falcons.
Right.
What's been happening with you? Where was the weekend? You were in town.
Out on the lake, on the water. It was the perfect weekend, as everybody enjoyed. Nice Easter, beautiful Easter weekend. And just gorgeous at the lakes, on the boat, floating, moating. It's awesome. My girls' beach trip, 19th straight year, girls' beach trip is coming up this weekend.
Oh, it's
so I'm
this
looking forward to, yeah, we leave
weekend.
Friday.
Mm-hmm. So are you not
excited
with me next week?
No, I'm back on Monday. So I don't miss my days.
It's only three nights.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that.
What part of 38 are you at? Same house? Different house?
Different house.
And who got the house this year?
I got the house this year. Mm-hmm.
Where?
It's Seagrove, and it's brand new, and it's beautiful. And it's so funny how different we are over the past 19 years of, we all want our own room now. So we're not bunking up. It's so making dinner reservations. It's not 9 o'clock anymore, y'all. This ain't Kansas anymore.
When this came to fruition, we were working together.
Yeah.
And there were all kinds of folks that were, a part of this trip. And, it was, get your liver ready because we are getting after it hard. And you had that big house on Grayton Beach.
We used to hang out and meet up with Rusty's listening. His boys' trip was the same time, and we'd met up with his crew at Bud and Allie's and just have a good old time.
Red Bar.
All of it, yeah. So it's just, I'm very much looking forward to that. And then
how many girls this year?
There's only 9 this year.
Okay.
Last year was 16.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said. They're falling. They're dropping like flies.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's going to be good, though. And then I sat getting ready for the Braves, and, Spencer Strider did what? As we hear, he's on the IL now. playing catch. I don't know how you do this, playing catch, if someone would like to tell me. And now he's on the 15-day missing in action. So they'll do a bullpen game today, we guess. They'll do an opener. I'm so irritated with all of it, Steak. I mean, it just, if it weren't, luckily the Braves have now won four in a row. So this is really great news. They did it in beautiful fashion last night until they didn't. They score five in the eighth, and then Raisel Iglesias decided to make it interesting for all the wrong reasons. I don't know what's wrong with him,
hey,
but
listen,
at least they
got
win.
A double. Yeah, what you worry about is Spencer Strider, obviously, and this proclivity to not being healthy, and this thing that, you know, seems to be something that Braves starters have dealt with in terms of what time of year they're not healthy. Whether it's the Max Fried in the postseason or what happened to Chris Sale in his postseason, and now Spencer Strider with all this great hope that, you know, I mean, first of all, just not winning the first start that he came back, and now just getting one start out of him and going back in a way different situation.
Would you like to hear my theory?
Yeah,
I mean, body fat.
You have him.
He doesn't have any body fat. If somebody needs to talk to him about his diet. He needs to be a little pudgy. You know what Greg Maddux never had, Steak?
He never had a, what's the injury for Spencer Strider exactly?
Say again?
What's his injury?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. They were talking to me in my ear, so stop snapping at me already. It's early, 9:09. Quad hamstring. Quaddy Quaderstein. So he literally was playing toss, not running, not anything. So Greg Maddux... He had the body that could win a math tournament. He was not going to be in any sort of shape. You know, and he never pulled a muscle, ever. So, you know these guys like LeBron James, they brag about their no body fat.
Yeah.
So, pudge him up is what my issue
is.
Yeah,
but LeBron James.
Give him a nice, like, milkshake and some Snickers bars and some bread.
I mean, you literally think he's wound too tight or you're just joking?
That's exactly right. Did you say that on the air, Bo? Vegan. He's a vegan. Yeah, and that I totally agree with you. Like, red meat, get something.
Are you guys having a conversation? Is that what Bo just said? You just let me hear what your thought is. So he doesn't have a lot of protein or fat in his
Spence
diet.
Does eat a vegan diet, or he is a vegan. I'm not sure how they like to be termed. But
right.
I'm not saying that has anything to do with it, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't.
I'm just saying, when you don't have
put some
body
meat in your
fat,
life, get some protein in you.
Thank you.
Well,
body
I mean, you can
fat.
Be a vegan and have protein. Okay.
You can, I guess, nut protein or plant protein or whatever, but...
That's not real protein. Stop.
Anyways, those are interesting theories, but there's plenty of guys that are built like Spencer Strider that are in impeccable shape. I think it's bad, or in terms of staying healthy. I think it's bad luck. It's a reality of each season has its own personality. The personality of the 2025 Braves for right now is going to be overcoming a lot of stuff. And that's Jerkson Profar, and that's Spencer Strider, and that is...
Ronaldo Lopez. Are you kidding?
It's waiting for Ronald Acuna, who has his stuff with Brian Snicker, which nobody saw that coming, right? Ronald from the, you know, from the sidelines taking shots, really, at Snit. I mean, it's just a unique deal. I'm watching that Red Sox documentary on Netflix, and it's not because it's the Red Sox... I would probably do it because it's basically, it's Hard Knocks for a baseball.
Larry's husband loves it.
It's awesome.
He's watching. He says it's fantastic.
It's awesome. It's Hard Knocks for baseball. And Alex Cora is a friggin' star. And it's fascinating, like any team, all the inner workings when you get that access.
Yeah.
And every season has its own personality. And the Braves right now, they would have made a great version of the clubhouse, right? And you know, I've watched 3-4 episodes. Red Sox are 7-8 games over 500 with a very mediocre team. This is last year. And they're about to crumble. And that will be fascinating, too, because they're about to go in the tank. You had Jared Duran on this. You know what he revealed in this documentary, right? He had a rifle in his hand. Fans were booing him. Pressure from his father, who seems like a real jerk. And he pulled the trigger, did not go off, and that's the only reason he's alive and played in the All-Star game last year.
Yeah.
I mean, wild stuff to hear. And my point is, every baseball team, you've been around them, the inner workings, but boy, there's been a lot with the Braves this year. That was a big W for sure.
Some of the details you want to know. Braves win it. 7-6 was the final. Spencer Schwellenbach goes 7-8 hits, 3 runs, 2 of those earned, struck out 5. He threw 92 pitches, 67 were for strikes. Sean Murphy, get your glasses on. 3-run home run. Listen to this. He has 8 hits this year. 5 of those are home runs. Yes, Sean Murphy. Raisel Iglesias came in and made it interesting, gave up 2 doubles, a home run. He has allowed now 4 home runs this year. He allowed 4 home runs the totality of last season. So is he being used a lot? Yeah. Is he coming in save situations? Not so much, my friend. Braves have won 4 straight. They will go at it again tonight with the Cardinals at 7:15. This is your opener, apparently. Michael Peterson, possibly, who they just called up from AAA Gwinnett. A right-hander hit 97 and 98 on the gun his last outing. Or will it be Scott Blewett that they just got from the Orioles? We shall see. Either way, start lining up now, because tonight at Truist is the Chipper Jones 2000 All-Star Bobblehead. Okay.
Boy, they've been advertising that like crazy.
Yeah,
seen
you're
those
not
ads?
Kidding. Yeah, it looks
non-stop.
Good.
Non-stop.
I want to keep an eye on the Mets, because we should. They just won 5 straight. Mets and Phillies are in a 3-game series. First one was last night. Mets win at 5-4. The Mets all of a sudden are 16-7. They have the best record of baseball alongside the Dodgers and the Padres. We mentioned the Hawks fire GM Landry Fields. We'll get much more into that. You also need to know that the Falcons have their voluntary OTAs today and tomorrow out at Flowery Branch. Interesting timing. They usually have one right before the draft. Tomorrow, Terry Fontenot will address the media, so we'll find out what he's going to say to us. And the Falcons sign Easton Stick, who is a quarterback. What? Yeah. Well, he was with the Chargers, came out of North Dakota State. He was drafted in 2019, but it's just kind of an interesting twist there, Stake, that now they've got a quarterback in the mix.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, he's a quarterback in the mix. So if they can move Kirk, they have a backup, kind of. I got to learn more about him. Hey, Pistons win last night at Madison Square Garden. That was a big win. Old friend Dennis Schroeder hits a massive 3 after the Knicks come all the way back from 15 down or something in the fourth. And why are the Clippers NBA title contender? Kawhi Leonard is back and healthy. His numbers last night, by the way, they beat Denver.
He was 105-102. Kawhi had 39.
He was 15 of 19 from the floor. That's 80% from the floor, Kawhi Leonard last night. And that's the only way they won that road game. That is crazy numbers. Crazy numbers. Clippers are really good with James Harden and Zubac and Norman Powell and everything else. Hey, when we come back, Sandra was saying to me in the pre-show meeting, she had questions about the Hawks and what all this might mean and how it relates back to Dallas and their best player. We know our best player is. Could he be suffering a similar fate? We'll talk about it coming back. It's the Steakhouse Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. .923 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Steak and Sandra, thanks so much for being with us on a Tuesday morning in the great city of Atlanta. As, I don't know, we get some rain coming up next 3 or 4 days. I know you guys enjoyed a weekend full of golf and tennis and Alta and Easter barbecues and getting a lot of warm weather. Not going to be that way this week, which is fine. Are you one of those people that likes a good rainy night?
I love a rainy night. Yes, yes. I heard you talking about that. Yeah, just the drizzle and thunder in the background.
You don't have the pressure that you should be outside. Yeah. How can I be hunkered down reading a book or, you know, streaming stuff and all that?
Napping to an afternoon rain.
Oh, a good nap to nothing like a good afternoon nap with the rain going down and all that as well. So that's all happening this week. As the NFL draft, will have phenomenal coverage coming Thursday night, Friday night, all weekend long. Mike Johnson's going to be dominating and owning that, so look forward to that. Make sure you have the Odyssey app. Wherever you get your apps, make sure Odyssey is a part of it. That's where you would have got the news that Landry Fields was being dismissed as the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. Nice guy, wonderful family. I thought was kind of coming into his own a little bit over the last year, whereas he was real nondescript for his couple of years and didn't have a ton of success necessarily. But listen, as I told Thomas Dimitroff, and as I've told many general managers over the years, I'm trying to think how many of them I've covered, a lot of them, Harold Richardson with the Falcons and Travis Schlenk and all. Those aren't lifetime jobs. Those aren't, you know, you're not on the Supreme Court. These are jobs where you're lucky to get 3, 5, 7, 10 years as a GM. Just like coaches, you will be fired. It will not end the way you want it to end. That is just how it goes. Folks get impatient. Fans get impatient. Owners get impatient. And the Hawks not even making the playoffs was not a good look, right? So
they finished 40-44 this year. They lost both games in the Atlanta Hawks Invitational. When they have named the play-in games after your team, it's not good. And I was wondering, Stegan, Stegan and I have not discussed this, so I'm going to just throw some stuff out there. Do you believe that the energy in that building, like the big D energy, is Quinn, and it wasn't Landry?
Yeah, I think that he is so well regarded, Quinn Snyder, that they have the right guy. There's so much notion that Quinn Snyder is, you know, compulsively just focused on basketball, that he's an incredibly bright mind, that his passion is what they're looking for. I don't know that they think that Landry Fields quite shared the same level of passion as Quinn Snyder, and I don't mean to say, you know, question his work ethic, but, you know, Quinn's at a different level.
I'm just saying, if you look around your office, any Office USA, any team, there's usually one, the guy, the it guy, and that's why I'm questioning, because Quinn is that guy. Quinn is naturally that guy.
Well,
that's not a knock on Landry. I just feel
he's naturally that guy with the Hawks. You are 100% right. That's how he is perceived.
Right.
His bosses have a perception that they have absolutely landed on the right guy in Quinn Snyder. And I don't know that they think that Landry Fields had the kind of influence, contacts, depth of relationships that other GMs in the league had. And that sometimes affects you going out and getting the guys you want. I mean, listen, you know, the Risa Shea pick, they're all a part of the Risa Shea pick. It looks like it was a good pick. I mean, he was absolutely overmatched the other night, and he needs 20 pounds in the worst friggin' way, because they had to bench him the other night because he just couldn't match up in playoff basketball. Obviously, the Dyson Daniels trade
Good one. Let me just interrupt you. I think in terms of the history of that draft pick, no one's going to be bellyaching that. What were they doing taking Risa Shea?
I agree.
It wasn't a Victor Wiman, and it wasn't a Cooper Flagg. It's going to go down in history as you took the best of what was available.
Yes, it will go down that it was a good pick. Mm-hmm. It may not be a great pick. It's a long way to go. Alexander Sarr was number two at Washington. Listen, here's the thing. I mean, you have got to be bold. You have got to be aggressive. You have to show your fans that there is nothing that you are not going to try to do to change the history around this basketball team. And you know, making the Eastern Finals was exciting. I was a weak Eastern Conference 5 years ago when Trey and beats the Sixers. And since then, you've been in the play-in 4 years, I believe, or some combination of 7 through 10. And I think Tony Ressler, you know, guys who make billions of dollars and are titans of industries, they don't like being an afterthought. And the Atlanta Hawks, you and I talk about it all the time. There's a level of relevance that does not exist when you talk about the rest of the NBA. And that goes with those two teams last night now, with the Pistons winning in New York. Mm-hmm. They're 1-1. They get Cade Cunningham, and they got a young team. And then you're talking about the Orlando Magic and Paolo Banchero. You're talking about Indiana. You're talking about Boston and Cleveland and the Knicks. Like, we want to be in the mix, and we're not in the mix. And, you know, everything has to be on the table, including trading Trae Young. You know, I mean, what are we getting out of Trae Young? What's Trae getting out of Atlanta? What's Atlanta getting out of Trae? So we've tried it. How is this year a success? You know, we didn't lose Julius Erving. We lost Jalen Johnson. Nice player. Not an all-star.
Right.
He's not a first team, second team. I mean, he's a nice player. So you have some assets. You get two number ones, courtesy of the Lakers in Sacramento. You got $41 million in cap space. You have Trae Young, who's a star. Maybe you go make some bold moves. And Trae Young could be on the table. So
okay, speaking of bold moves, let's pivot to Nico Harrison, who's the GM for the Dallas Mavericks, who did his Our Season's Over press conference and made this admission, much to the shock of the world.
I read a fascinating article. It's about a half hour to read it almost. Tim McMahon of ESPN. And I remember when the trade was made, Sandra, I said, it'll take a couple of months, but somebody is going to give the inside story. This is the inside story. Okay. They talked to 10 to 15 people within the Mavs organization or the ones who have left it to do a deep dive on how bad the relationship was with Nico Harrison and Luka and Luka's camp. Nico Harrison alienated Dirk Nowitzki, who credits his career with the training staff of the Mavs that also worked with Luka. Nico Harrison fired a lot of those guys. Nowitzki separated himself from the team. Luka's team was in the Nowitzki camp. They actually had problems with Nico Harrison. It was an ugly power struggle that folks could see in the building that happens in other companies. And they kept blaming him being a little bit heavy. They kept blaming his injuries on his work ethic. And Lucas Camp would want to say he has to sit for 7 weeks. Nico's like, we need him back in 4 weeks. It's just a hot mess. Mm-hmm. But if you're Nico Harrison, and you said, I did not know the level of passion. I don't know. You ever been to L.A. when Magic Johnson was there in 1983, when we got in the league in 79-80? Ever in Boston for Larry Bird? Michael Jordan didn't win any titles his first 5 years. What are you talking about? The guy went to the Western Finals. I said 2 years into his career, he is a generational, all-time top player in history. And I said he's probably better than Larry Bird. And, you know, and people are like, you're out of your mind. Well, his skill set is absolutely at the level of Magic and Larry, not Michael and LeBron maybe. And you didn't know?
You can't look around your building. It's a great example of the boss doesn't know the room. Because for him to admit that even, I was like, why are you even saying that? So my pivot to you, Steak, was, and you Trae Young fans, listen up. If something happens, if they trade Trae Young, is this amazing fan base of the Hawks fans, how are you going to feel about this?
Is it similar is what you're asking?
Yeah, I was like, is the owner's going to go, well, we knew we had to make a change, and this backlash that Dallas is getting, that reception that we saw when the Lakers went back to Dallas, I've never seen anything like it.
No, it's such a hot mess.
And the love for Trae is real. It's almost like there's such empathy for the guy because they haven't brought in a guy that can play with.
That's a great question. Is there empathy for Trae that they haven't given him the right cast?
Yeah, and by the way,
or are folks open to saying, listen, we haven't won with them necessarily. Let's try something new. What do you think?
I think that the reaction will be similar, would be similar if it happens. And I'm going to tell you, after listening to the Our Season is Over press conferences, talk about a tale of two kids. For Landry to go, I'm thrilled with this year. And Trae to goes, we need to concentrate on winning.
Well,
he said, this season
said
is a failure.
Yeah. Landry Fields says we have to preach patience. Trey's like, I don't care how young we are. The season's a failure. So, I don't know. Like, if I said
I'm on Team Trae Young with that. And he's looking at his career. What is it? He's been here, what, 8 years now?
Seriously? Seven, yeah, to be his eighth year. What are we getting out of it? Like, what's the, okay, what are we getting out of it?
It's April 22nd and your season's over.
But why are you not considering moving Trae Young and changing it? We've got to be bold. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. What are you getting out of it? What you got out of Dominique? What did you get out of that? Guy never won more than one series. I love Dominique. But what are we doing here? Are we wanting to be bold? Do you believe trading Trae Young is similar to trading Luka Doncic? That's the question on the table. Can you read the room? Because somebody's making that decision, and it ain't Landry Fields. 404-726-0929. Trae Young's traded. What would you say? How would you react? We're throwing it out there. When we come back, great stuff from Sandra and Lane Kiffin. If you're a dad, if you're a husband, if you ever had anybody that had issues with addiction, you got to listen to this interview coming up. We'll do that when we come back. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Uh, 941. Sports Talk Radio, live radio, live and local. We got it going on here. Stakey and Sandra. We're going to take your phone calls as well here. If you heard Trae Young was traded, is it the same as hearing Luka Doncic is traded? And, you know, my point is, what are we doing? How many years are we going to sit here and talk about Trae Young and what a legendary player he is? Yeah, great years, great player. He is not regarded like Luka Doncic is. He hasn't had the success Luka Doncic is. We made a mistake on draft night. Everybody knows it. You traded away Luka Doncic. I felt that way when I got on the air the next day, and I felt like way the entire time. And people want to say you're a hater. I'm not a hater at all. But at the end of the day, you take the bigger player, you take the better player, and it didn't happen. It's no knock on Trae Young. And Trae Young is the second best Atlanta Hawk of all time. Okay. So he's the second best Atlanta Hawk of all time. The best Atlanta Hawk of all time never played in an Eastern Conference final. Think about that. Guy never played in the East. Forget about winning a title. Forget about going to the finals. He never went to the Eastern mm-hmm. finals. So what do we want to be here as a franchise? Keith, in Columbus, in your truck, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you doing, Keith?
I'll say get rid of him, trade him for whatever you get him. Get rid of it, so don't let the door hit him in the butt. I'm just going to leave on that one.
Okay. You got to have a little more why. And again, we're not here to bash Trae Young. Trae Young's not our problem.
And close the truck door, too.
Yeah, that was a bad call. You get a demerit. KB in Camp Creek, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on? I think we should keep Trae Young. And we need to give up this syndrome that we keep trying to prepare for the future. If we're trying to win now, we need to get players to win now. I don't know if it's just the Falcons, the Hawks, the Braves. They're too concerned about the future to the point we can't win right now. So I think we need to just build for what we need. Like, we need a center. We need a center.
Well, we definitely – putting a Congo in that situation is tough. Although he was spectacular the other night. Listen, Braves are trying to win now. They just won 3 years ago. They've been in the playoffs every year. Falcons tried to win now. They went and paid money for Kirk Cousins. That's the problem we're in. So you can't say they're not trying to win now.
But if the Hawks are trying to preach patience, that wears on my patience.
Well, that's
not the right word.
Well, the person that preached patience, thank you for the phone call, the person that preached patience doesn't have a job anymore. And I'm very sensitive having lost jobs in the past. Landry Fields is a really good dude. Those are jobs mm-hmm. that you get fired. And when you're two games under 500 and you're not even in the playoffs, you know, you're not cutting Dyson Daniels, and you don't want to. Or meaning like the players aren't the ones. Okongwu's not going nowhere. Now, Trae Young might or may not, but my point is you got to make changes. Tony Ressler, I'm sure, is not having the biggest party owning this team all these years and not having that level of success. And there will be a new alpha male head of basketball, president of basketball operations. And that guy is going to take a look and go, we have to be bold. How long are we going to sit back here and just be the Atlanta Hawks that not enough folks talk about? So I think that's all in the mix. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. I think that piece you brought up about Nico Harrison saying, I didn't know Dallas fans were that passionate about Luka Doncic. That team he dragged to the NBA Finals last year, his numbers, I mean, he is a seminal talent.
You're not kidding.
Yeah. You know, yep. Was he overweight at times? Yeah. Was he a little bit prickly to deal with? Yeah. Did he talk to the refs too much? Yeah. Did not play great defense? Yeah. He's also an absolutely unique basketball player. So Trae Young's a unique basketball player, but it hasn't gotten us very far other than an NBA Eastern Finals, 5 years ago now? So
long ago.
Let's turn our attention to some college football.
We're 2 days away from not having to say the words mock draft anymore in 2025. Jesus, take the wheel. Great article out of AL.com about Kirby Smart and what he is about to do. He is on pace to crack records when it comes to putting players in the NFL in the shortest amount of time. For reference, this will be Kirby's 9th draft. He, in the through year 8, he had 63 players go, so he's just short of putting 8 per year, and that's Saban-esque, although it's a little better than Saban-esque. Obviously, Saban has a bigger body of work, and they include his LSU year. He has 156 kids, around 7 per year. If this happens like they're saying it happens, 13 to 14 stakes seems to be the number. Georgia players that could get drafted over the next 3-4 days here, it's going to be something else. And what Kirby is doing, when you just go recruit, portal or no portal, I would say to them, well, let me just show you the latest drafts in all 9 years, because it is unprecedented how many he's getting in. And the quality of players. Your boy Peter Schrager, and I say your boy Stake employed Peter Schrager, now he's with ESPN NFL. He's been working the phones. He's been tweeting. Have you seen what he's tweeting?
I did not.
Jalen Walker is the talk of the draft, like the most professional, personable, smart, and the baddest on the field.
Yep.
He is the guy. Mykel Williams and Malachi Starks are moving up, and they're going to both be drafted higher than projected.
Well, Mykel Williams, if he's drafted higher than projected, then will not land at 15. But there's still a 50% chance he's there at 15, and the Falcons will have a decision to make. We'll have all kinds of draft coverage Friday morning after the draft. Myself, Drew Butler, Rusty Manziel, 9 to 11. Don't forget Mike Johnson and Rusty will be doing stuff on Friday morning. When we come in, it won't be like last year where the number one day in the history of sports talk radio, in the history of the city, when the Falcons drafted Michael Penix Jr., but it will be a very interesting morning.
Quickly, I want to follow the bouncing Iyama Liavas. Nico is now going to UCLA. UCLA's quarterback, Joey Aguilar, who was at App State, has now gone to Tennessee. But wait! Madden, Iyama Liava, who had originally committed to UCLA and then flipped to Arkansas, is now flipping back, and he will join his brother UCLA. Okay. Madden is a freshman, and obviously Nico is a redshirt sophomore. I'm sick of this drama. I wish all those crazy kids well. It's absurd.
Well, I mean, the portal and the current state of college football or college basketball, any of those sports. But, you know, here's the difference. Once these guys are on the field and once UCLA takes the field in the Big Ten, everyone will be watching. So as frustrating as some of this stuff is, the numbers have never been higher for college football. The interest will remain despite the craziness of what kids are getting paid or not getting paid. And you'll see the revolving door continue.
Latest podcast I want to highly recommend, Lane Kiffin on the Pivot Podcast. The Pivot Podcast, y'all, is Ryan Clark, Fred Taylor, and Channing Crowder. It is excellent. This episode is excellent. He had Nick Saban on 3-4 months ago. Lane Kiffin sitting down. And
so they're on the road. They go to Oxford,
they will go
right?
Wherever. Yeah, they go to these
campuses.
They
go to these places.
Yeah, so
okay.
They're sitting in Ole Miss in their, it looks to be their football lounge, I think it is. And Lane was all over the place in terms of stuff. He talked about his dad at length and the impact that his father had. But what really hit home was how, first of all, Lane Kiffin looks so different. I don't know if y'all have seen him from when he was. If you go look when he was at FAU, he was probably 50 pounds heavier. So he's cleaned up his life, and he talks about getting sober. You hear that a lot, Stake, of folks that are making changes, and then the first thing they say is, I can't get over how good I feel.
Yeah, I mean, listen, sober curious is a thing. Non-alcoholic beverages, mocktails are a thing. It's a whole movement that everybody knows who's got friends that have been attached, family members to addiction, and the transformation. You hear a lot of these folks saying, I did dry January, and next thing you know, I said, let's go a few months, and then you go, it's been 2 years, and I go, God bless you.
Right.
I mean, there's no question that Lane Kiffin looks amazing. Is clear thinking. You have another cut here?
Yeah, and this is where he talks about it. He kind of, his family really straightened him out.
Yeah, so the rock bottom, a very big AA term for folks, right? It's a, is when you're in meetings, they say, what was your rock bottom that got you in the doors?
Well, likely you turned down interventions. You likely had talks with people that said you kind of need to clean it up. But whatever your rock bottom was, unfortunately, it's a lot of times something that happens. You get arrested,
dramatic,
or you lose your
right.
family, or you, you know, whatever
so
it is.
He's saying it wasn't that, but that his daughter left Southern California to come live in Oxford. Then he says his son has done the same, and it was a very impressive Lane Kiffin who sat back there and just talked about he was a freewheeling, pretty hard-drinking, blank talker about everything from the Tennessee years to the Cal years and the USC years.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a guy at peace who also did a whole bit. I watched, you sent me the podcast about the SEC and you know, why he started up the way he did last year and talked about, listen, winning, trying to win at LSU in Gainesville, where they lost both games last year to Baton Rouge, and, others, losing at Baton Rouge and losing in Gainesville, is not like losing at Purdue, is his point. And he doubled. He said, they're just placed in the Big Ten. It's just not the same. There is no break in the SEC. He goes, you go places in other conferences, and the ACC was referenced as well. Let's be honest. Trying to win at Chapel Hill or trying to win at Boston College in Chestnut Hill or trying to win in Raleigh is not like trying to win in Columbia, South Carolina, or Gainesville,
absolutely,
or Baton Rouge. And
absolutely,
that was his point.
Yeah.
So when you go and you look at being the 12 best teams in the playoffs, his point is you have to factor in the 12 best teams. And my gosh, look at where we lost. They also whooped Georgia.
Right.
I mean, Georgia hasn't been whooped like that in a long time. So I found the whole thing. Thanks for sending that along last night.
One of the other hits that he said that on this exact podcast was they were talking about Carson Beck and how high that, you know, folks were talking of him and his transfer. And he goes, they must not have watched tape of Carson against us.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
Dude.
He loves Jackson Dart. Lane
so
does.
Funny.
He absolutely
loves. What
Lane
about
does.
Carson Beck? We're going to play that later?
Yeah. Well, that's coming up in
Talk about
up.
A dude that is.
He is not having a good few weeks.
If he had an agency in Hollywood responsible for his approval rating, they probably need to get fired.
It's 100%.
It's not
right.
been a good time
yeah.
for Carson Beck.
Yeah, I just really think dads and moms and everybody, because he really does kind of bottom line, and in terms of his key line was, I was the better version of myself was happening before I got home. And I would go home and I would either grab a drink or not, but I was tired because I was likely hung over the day before. Like the whole way he laid it out, Stake,
well, he just said
so
I did very well at my job. But then I, you know, my break, and people can relate to, like, my break is at 6:45 p.m.
Coming home.
Meet your buddy for
yep.
a drink or have that, you know, Don Draper. Need to have that cocktail waiting for him.
Yeah.
You know? Just what happened to the Daves, the wives. You walk through the door. They hand you the drink. They take, you know, your shoes. Kids, stay away from daddy. He's had a long day.
Yeah.
When do we get back to that?
That's
right?
Kimberly does that for
yeah.
you.
When do we get
sweet.
Back to taking care of daddy? When we come back, Kirk Cousins and the Falcons, are we ready to just have this thing over once and for all?
Yes.
And the Falcons have to lean in harder. We'll talk about that. And also, if Trae Young was traded, how would you feel? 404-726-0929, the number. Sports Radio 92.9.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's 10:02, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden. I got a lot of things popping around in my head here. I'm getting some ADHD here. I'm looking at Lou Williams. He's on FanDuel. He's talking about Pistons and Knicks. Dennis Schroeder hit a massive shot at Madison Square Garden. Yes, Dennis Schroeder quiets the Garden crowd. They came all the way back, the Knicks. They were down like 15. Looked like they were going to blow another game, the Pistons. Dennis Schroeder's kind of a pain in the ass. He's not really a good guy to deal with. That's why he's been traded so many times.
Is that right?
But the guy can ball. I think he was kind of a headache when he was in Atlanta.
Okay.
But I'm not a big fan. He's a big instigator. He starts stuff all the time. But the dude is a professional player, man. How many years do you think Schroeder's gotten in it? Can you look this up for me? We hadn't talked about it. I'm going to say he's played for seven teams, and I'm going to say over 11 years. That's just what I'm going to throw out there. Anyway, the Pistons won that game. They're 1-1.
They had not won a game in 15
you know that?
Games.
Yep.
It's a 15-game postseason losing streak.
They were 0-15 their last 15, which means they'd probably been swept four or five times in a row in the playoffs.
Right.
So that was a huge win for them. All right.
You already
have it?
Yeah.
So you want
to take it from the NBA, though? Because he played a couple years overseas in Germany.
Really?
2010 to 2013, SG Braunschweig.
When did we draft him? What year?
2013. He was here 2013 to 2018.
No. Yeah, no, I don't care about Germany. I said the NBA. When he got here, he played professionally in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid. Like, he was drafted by us, and my comment was, I think he's played probably over 10 years for seven teams. How many teams he played for?
Hawks, Thunder, Lakers, Celtics, Rockets, Lakers again, Raptors, Nets, Warriors, Pistons.
That's 11.
Dang.
10 or 11.
Yeah.
Like, he played for Boston? For what, like 10 games? No, maybe like...
A year, 21 to 22, and then he got traded in late 22 to the Rockets.
And he's been to Lakers twice?
Mm-hmm.
That is a weird career.
Good for him.
That's a weird career, man.
Yeah.
Because he can ball. He's playing a lot for the Pistons.
So the Pistons and Knicks, that series is tied up.
Yeah,
and then the Clippers win.
Dude, Kawhi Leonard last night went 16-19 from the floor, shot 80%, and they barely beat the Nuggets.
105-102. So tonight, you want to hear the lineup tonight?
Tell me tonight.
Early 7 o'clock, Bucks at Pacers.
Well, that's a snooze fest, okay?
Memphis at OKC, 7:30.
Did you see what OKC did to Memphis the other night? Do you have any idea? I know you don't follow the NBA.
Mm-mm, I didn't see it.
They beat him by 50. That was a playoff
5-0?
Game. Yeah, by 50. Dude, Oklahoma City is so
I think if you win
legit.
By 50, you shouldn't even have to play the rest of the series. You should just call it. That should be an NBA rule.
It's over.
They're uncling it. Yeah.
So
Minnesota's at the Lakers. That's your late
game
tonight.
That's a great series.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards against Luka. I'm rooting hard against the Lakers
right,
for sure.
Right.
Anyways, okay, there's our little NBA taste for those folks.
Since our local team is not playing once again.
Yeah, Landry Fields get fired, and, it's time for the Hawks to figure something out. They're going to hire a head of basketball operations.
So this GM in waiting, he's just holding the seat warm? Is that what's happening? Onsi Sala.
Yeah, no, they like him a lot.
All right, so he's going to be the GM.
Yes, he'll have a new boss.
All right, gotcha.
He will have a boss. I'm not exactly sure. I asked a bunch of folks yesterday around the Hawks who decides on the fate of our draft picks. If Trae Young is in the trading block, who makes that trade? I assume it's a collaborative effort. They have a lot of respect for Onsi. They feel like his background in Golden State is legit and that he's got better contacts around the league. So we shall see how that plays out as well. And then, listen, I mean, you have two franchises in town. In the Atlanta Falcons, the Atlanta Hawks, that sit in virtually the same place. Absolute middle of the road. They're not horrendous teams that are rebuilding from scratch, right? I mean, we won, 8 games in the NFL last year, or 8-9? which is the equivalent of going, what'd you say we were, 40 and 44 this year?
That's correct.
I mean, how much similar can you be? Neither one is really talked about on a national level. Neither franchise has had a history of much success. Both franchises has disillusioned fan bases out of the same city, came at the same time, and who will separate themselves? Who will separate themselves? Michael Penix Jr. looks good, and I guess so does Dyson Daniels and Reese Shea. Okay, so there's some young players that we're excited about. You know, the biggest star, on those teams is Bijan Robinson, which we all agree is a superstar. He was at the game the other night. And you know, he okay, we got a star at running back. Okay, what'd that do last year? What'd that do the year before? What's Trey Young's all-star status done, right? So, you know, separating yourselves, figuring out a way to make games relevant, make seasons relevant, that's what the Atlanta Braves, every year, you know, we have Braves in Georgia that say we can win it all. We can win it all, right? And then our other teams we cover, the Falcons and Hawks, we just want hope that we could be sitting here, you and I, in June and be talking about a Hawks playoff series and get you to watch.
Right. That's right.
Get you to watch. So should Trae Young be considered trade bait? Of course he should be. Any sports talk radio host who wants to wax on and on about the craziest thing ever, like, would be trading Trae Young. Great players get traded all the time. So why wouldn't we think about this isn't working, as Sandra likes to explain to me in very simple terms.
It's not working.
Right. You keep ending up, didn't work with DeJounte Murray. This version didn't work. Jalen Johnson is not Jimmy Butler. Jalen Johnson's never been on an all-star team.
So Ken Segura, who wrote the post-mortem article with Landry, said if Jalen, in a perfect world, if Jalen was healthy, it would have accounted for 7 to 10 more wins. Do you buy or sell that number?
More wins? That's an enormous number. That's a superstar number. Just stop. Why would I listen to Ken Segura when he did an article about the Masters and he just ripped the pimento cheese?
It's unacceptable, Ken. I don't know what kind of journalist you are. Journalist!
He went to the Masters, he sampled every sandwich, and he ripped pimento cheese. And now you're going to tell me about 10 wins? Stop it.
Credibility in the toilet, Ken.
Yeah. You want your NBA and your sandwich from me. I don't know what you want from Ken, but you don't want that. Anyway, so you want to comment any of these things, 404-726-0929. That's a couple of things right there. Of course you put Trae Young on the trading block and see what you can get and then make decisions. You don't have untouchable players on a team that is
40 and 44.
Yes.
Is home.
Another rumor that is out there.
Uh-oh.
That the Boston Celtics are going to do everything possible to trade for Cooper Flagg. Wow. How can they get the number one pick? I'll tell you, Jaylen Brown and possibly another one of their young players. That Jason Tatum scrimmaged another Duke guy and loves Cooper Flagg so much that they feel like Jaylen Brown, Wheeler's own. Listen, Jaylen Brown shows up on somebody's team. They have he's the best player in your team, and he can help you win a title. Jaylen Brown's that good.
Wow.
However, if you want to be bold, you go after Cooper Flagg with the number one pick, and you're the Celtics. I think it's going to be Celtics and OKC in the finals. But that's a hell of a rumor, right? Imagine Cooper Flagg rolling
into
Boston.
Is that what's going on? I'm just trying to see how does that even look. Who else did they give up?
Maybe Peyton Pritchard, who's really friggin' good. Anybody that got Peyton Pritchard and Jaylen Brown, and you give up a number one, whoever gets it, I think that's a reasonable trade.
Wow.
And again, Jaylen Brown.
You heard it here first, folks.
Well, Jaylen Brown's proven. Oh, yeah. You know, Cooper Flagg isn't proven, although he looks awesome. But you also get way young, and now you get another number one pick in the mix. Another thing we're talking about. Let's talk about the Braves. And that news about Spencer Strider, as long as it wasn't arm, it's what, hammy?
He was playing catch. He's supposed to start tonight. So he goes and does his normal playing catch in the field. And he's starting to walk into the dugout, and Snit's like, hey, what's up? And he's like, I got to go get my hamstring looked at because something ain't right. Well, he's on the IL, and he's scheduled to have an MRI. So kind of that hasn't been talked about. Oh, it's that bad? They post-dated it to August the 18th. Just more terrible news. So today, you got an opener, which it'll likely be Michael Peterson, who they just called
Peterson,
or Scott Blewett, who they just got from the Orioles, and then they'll make it happen.
That's not
last night.
That's
I want to
not
talk
a
about,
good name for talk, a reliever.
It's the
by
worst
the way.
Name. Bummer and Blewett in the same bullpen.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the eighth inning last night and something that it was the opposite of the Jared Kelnick. So Austin Riley last night in the eighth inning starts the inning with a grounder to the shortstop. And when I tell you he hightails it to first and he beats the throw, they challenge it and they reverse it. Do you understand what started? It was a 5-run inning. It was the opposite of what we saw.
Yeah.
It's hustle and flow, my friends.
Hey, what did you think? I'm going to play you a Snit in a second here, but what did you think of the Acuna?
I thought all three parties were in the wrong. And I'm going to start with Brian Snitker. I wish he wouldn't have shared that I didn't see it, but I do think that was his truth. He should have seen it. It was also on the highlight board because they were reviewing the play. I don't like that Jared Kelnick was hot-dogging. You're not good enough to be hot-dogging. And I don't like Ronald Acuna sitting in Orlando or wherever the heck he is, late-night tweeting. I don't like the look. I think it went after not only a teammate of yours, but it was a real shot at Snicker. I thought all three were in the wrong.
I agree with everything you just said. Can't even go back and forth. You made perfect sense.
Thank you so much.
That's why you're the queen of Atlanta Sports Radio.
I'm the queen of wishful thinking.
You're the queen of something.
All right, so what happened then that started the 5-run? Sean Murphy.
All right, let's
loving the glasses. 3-run home run. He has 8 hits, 5 of which are home runs. So, yes, please. And he had a conversation with Snit that I want y'all to hear.
Really good. You know, he told us too. And, you know, the day before we activated him, he was here. You know, I think it was with that rain out and everything. We're like, the heck with it. We'll just, and he goes, this is not going to be like last year. It's a different injury. I'm a different guy. And he assured us, he's like, I'm going to be better than I was. And he has been.
You ain't kidding. Love it. Raisel Iglesias made the 9th inning interesting, gave up 2 doubles and a home run.
Yeah, you and
so
Bo,
all of a sudden, we're concerned.
You and Bo don't like him in a non-save situation, right?
He just traditionally has not been good in non-save situations. I don't know if that's a mental thing. It may be. It should not have anything to affect his stuff at all. But, I mean, they got to get work, though. Well, so what do you do?
We're undefeated so far on the homestand, right?
That's correct. And 4 straight wins. We'll take it. Yes, please.
Cardinals are a struggling baseball team for
They're
sure.
They're terrible. Mets are really, really, really good.
They beat the Phillies last night, right?
Francisco Lindor with another couple of home runs last night. He is killing it. They are now share the best record in baseball with the Dodgers and the Padres at 16-7. You are not kidding.
Mets decided to troll Ronald Acuna last night as well. So can we just hate the Mets more?
Ooh, what'd they do? Tell me.
When Luis Angel Acuna, Ronnie's little brother, comes up to bat yesterday, they place on the video board just a little statement that says, has not been on Twitter lately.
Ooh, I like that pettiness. Nice work, Mets. Okay. All right. There you go.
That's going to be a hell of a series when we first get together with the Mets or anybody who's thinking about traveling to New York this summer. That would be some nice drama.
That's a good idea.
You know, Red Sox and Yankees are coming in next 6 weeks or so as well. I think Red Sox have a full 3-game series.
Oh, good.
Or Yankees have a full 3. I mean, like, it's going to be a fun summer. Just keep getting the dubs over teams like the Cardinals. Get back to 500. Get back to 500.
Make it That's 5 tonight. Mantra. Fab 5 tonight.
Yep, 5 in a row you win tonight. All right, when we come back, you got to hear why Carson Beck doesn't read the room. Also, lots more on what's next for our Atlanta Hawks. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Hey, it's 10:25. What's going on? I'm Steak. That's Sandra. We got 2 hours. It's the highest, but the fastest 2 hours. The radio station, I don't know, man. I look at the numbers. I think about my humble days when I first moved here on some terrible signals. Started at 680, then 790 for 17 years, right?
Was it that
with
long?
No single, with no signal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got all the teams and had all that great times. And we got to throw parties at places like the Cheetah and the Tabernacle. And you remember we did $3 Cafe
mm-hmm.
in Buckhead? We did some stuff that just could never ever happen. I was thinking we had these NFCFC parties. I don't know, whatever. It's just we hired dancers in sports bars, but every time a touchdown was scored, they had to take off a piece of clothing. And Mitch Evans, I had to bring him out in the hallway. I said, "Mitch, you have got to calm down. Take it off. Take it off." It was just amazing. Oh, I mean, we just did some wild things, right?
Oh, the worst.
And then went back to that other station with no signal, 680. They have a horrible signal. And then we got here, and it was like the Angels were singing. Mike Conti, you know, rolled in here with Brooklyn Bagels for the team, and you heard, like, harpsichords. Is that the word, a harpsichord?
Sure, harpsichord.
And it's like, here's 120,000 watts. You can hear us in Macon and Savannah and everywhere in between, right? So anyway, that's part of the reason why our ratings are like four or five times anybody else in town. And then there's just the massive amount of talent, right? Particularly in the afternoon, Dukes and Bell. I mean, those guys are just, no, they had a great show yesterday. They had like a ton of guests and everything else. And now they have Day-Day there in the afternoon.
It's hurtful.
I mean, whatever success they were having is about to just go to 11. So
good for them.
Make sure you listen to the morning shift. A lot happening there. Bo's taking like 2 weeks or something. He's not going to be home. Well, that's a long time. I guess this
Did
is
you
a
ever
new
take
era.
Paternity leave?
Yeah, it took a few days, maybe. I asked myself for a few days off. Listen,
everybody's different.
Most men will tell you.
You didn't.
They're taking the time because their wife is asking them to. There's nowhere you want to run from faster than a house with a newborn. Like, you know, you just, please.
Listen, I know Bo's wife, Amy.
Please let me go to work.
Amy's likely please ready for him to go right back to work.
Yeah.
So
please let me go to work.
Let's go. Yeah. You get out of the house.
This Kimberly is a saint for what she had to deal with. But yes, right. We were back. It was a different area. But anyways, here's a couple other things. Speaking of Miss Kimberly, she invited me. Her company's doing a big thing at the draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh,
so I was invited
goodness.
To the draft. So I said, no, I don't want to go to the draft. But it was nice of her to invite me. She works for a great company, Good Karma. They do sports media and all these other all these stations. And they have their home base is Milwaukee, okay? And Milwaukee, they have these two houses they own right next to Lambeau Field
mm-hmm.
that they bought.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, like, incredible access to any Packers game and this draft. So she's like, do you want to go? We're doing a whole company. No, I don't want to go. I want to watch the draft one place in my living room, eating Clay's chicken wings and getting on Twitter and talking smack. So do you have any desire to go to a draft?
If Green Bay is hosting, and I was just reading up on that, they are going to make this really, really special, you guys. It's going to look – they are doing concerts from houses. And if you've ever been to Lambeau, you are just all of a sudden driving in a neighborhood and, oh, there's this monster stadium. And all the houses, like you were talking about, they're all in on it. You can park there. They're serving refreshments. Like it's an atmosphere like no other.
So it's like these parties we have in like Virginia Highland. And
that's exactly
where
right.
Where it's the porch bands and things.
Yes.
It Larry's looks like been you're on, to those, right?
Yeah, I don't
over
know.
Over the years.
I don't know husband. If he's been to those, but it reminds me of Georgia Tech and all the frat houses, and then all of a sudden there's the stadium, and obviously it's a bigger stadium. But, y'all, it's just...
But what I concerts? Like a real concert?
Brad Paisley is one day, and Red Clay... They're having it. They don't have facilities connected
right.
to Green Bay. They don't allow it. So all of that real estate, when you just said the companies bought those houses.
Yeah, they own two houses.
And they don't allow you to change the house. You can't knock down those houses and build
Damn.
Some sort of... Yeah, it's on lockdown. The owners, you know, I'm an owner. You're an owner. If you have a, I just think there is a charm to that.
What did you just say? I'm an owner.
Private
and you're an
ownerships.
Owner.
Like if you're a fan, you can be an owner of the team.
Right. But where's Brad Paisley playing?
He's going to be playing
in someone's house.
I'll get the exact location, but I've been there, and I'm telling you, it's not like there's a State Farm Arena right next to it. So it's going to be part of the draft.
I've never been to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We
went to South Bend, Indiana to go to Green Bay.
And by the way, I went for Falcons, Green Bay playoff, snowing.
You were there for that game Saturday night?
Who
did you go with?
Fox Sports South, we covered it. I was reporting.
Wow, you're a big shot.
I am.
That was the blocked punt. That was the Sean Jefferson catch. That was Michael Vick's first year as a starter.
Patrick Kearney, I think he had a few sacks, and I remember after the game, he was standing on the field with his arms up, the snow coming down,
and I was like, I watched that game at Mitch Evans' home in like Alpharet, wherever he lived. With Randy, may she rest in peace. I don't know what the hell me and Kimberly were doing in Mitch Evans' house on a Saturday night watching that game, but that's where it was.
It's almost as good as being in the Packers' stay at Lambeau. That was really, really something. I digress. And, of course, it made me look, where is the draft going? So next year it's in Pittsburgh, but I would love downtown. That thing if it's here. And it's got to come
My wife
here.
Was just telling me, speaking of Pittsburgh, talk about these, and we'll do the Carson Beck piece right after the break, and I'll do three strikes, because you just keep talking, so it's hard to, we have a schedule, then you start rambling. Underrated downtown of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is going to be unbelievable for the draft.
Yes.
My wife was just in Milwaukee. She said it was awesome. The downtown is so
city.
Small.
Yep.
And they do that Summer Fest, which is like 2-3 weeks of concerts. So I'm intrigued. I've never been to Miller Park. That I'm intrigued by.
It's one of the great stadiums.
Got a great hotel in downtown Milwaukee.
That should be a little road trip, and it's cheap and easy to fly there.
Right. You think the Falcons? So we could easily, we'd use obviously outside Mercedes-Benz, the Home Depot backyard, and all that stretch there.
Nashville did it. And it was up and down Broadway, if you guys remember those sights and sounds.
We would do Centennial Park then, maybe. Don't you think? As opposed to the Northside
Drive? I don't know.
Because
we haven't seen it yet when they finished that Home Depot. But next year it's in Pittsburgh, and then they don't have a 27 yet. So Detroit's had it. Nashville's had it. Green Bay this year. Pittsburgh.
Nashville was a hell of a
visual.
Nashville
was phenomenal.
Yeah, Nashville was a hell of a visual. Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, we'll have great coverage for you. The Steakhouse. Did I tell you about how high the ratings are for the station?
Yes.
I already do that.
Yeah. I was wondering, will you sit in front of that TV and watch that thing Thursday night? Draft? Are you going to sit and watch it, or you will get the ticker later?
No, I'll watch it, but I'll have multiple TVs running.
Right.
Yeah. So, it'll be home. It'll be on. Okay. We probably won't get the volume.
Well, what else are you watching? Braves are on the road or not
Braves
Thursday
are off,
night?
I think Thursday.
Yeah, Braves are off. But depending on if Tara's working or not, we may have something else like a show or something like that on the TV. It'll be on
ATV. You got to be more focused. What's she going to put it? What are you watching these days that you're going to be sharing with the draft? Anything in particular?
We're finishing up Sons of Anarchy. And
you going back?
A couple hours back. Yeah, I had never watched it. She watched it a long time ago.
My buddies love it.
It's good. It's a little cheesy. Okay. But it's good, you know.
You seen The Last of Us?
I haven't seen episode 2 yet, but I've seen all these.
Okay, you need to just get that.
That one we watched together too. That'll probably
I can't
watch
even
Thursday.
Talk about it. Just watch episode.
I know there's a shocking death.
I would dump that. I'm not even kidding. Anyway. All right. When we come back, we'll play three strikes.
Wellness check on Carson Beck.
Carson Beck.
He's not having a good few weeks.
My gosh. It's funny. Sophie, I think I told you, brought her girlfriend's home over the weekend. They went to the Braves Friday night.
I saw her on Instagram. So
they
cute.
So much fun at the Braves.
Aww.
But the scuttlebutt on campus, he does not trend well when he was there last year, Carson Beck. Let's just say the student body wasn't feeling his vibe, but they love me. They love them some Gunnar Stockton in Athens. I mean, they love them.
What
if
baby
Stockton.
Sophie started dating Gunnar Stockton?
Yeah, okay.
That Ford 150 from 1966 drives up in the Shapiro yard. Wouldn't that be awesome?
You talk about two backgrounds that are not very similar, the Stocktons and the Shappies.
Yeah. It's you and Kimberly.
We'll get you caught up when we come back. Sports Radio 92.9.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Steak and Sandra, thanks for being a part of the program. Want to mention how much we appreciate you listening every morning. And obviously, listen, tomorrow and Thursday with Sandy, Friday special draft show, as I believe I get Drew Butler and Rusty Manziel. I think that's
what's
happening. Oh,
my goodness. Look at you.
I think that's what's happening. So they'll have all kinds of stuff on the draft. I'll sit back and just listen to those guys talk football and do a great job. And Ryan, do the 10 o'clock hours brought to you by Wise Guys. Hey, Wise Guys. Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. So check that out. You want to do our big game tonight? You know what it is?
Yeah, Braves and Cardinals. That's what it is. Going for the Fab Five wins in a row. Well, you don't know who's pitching. I would guesstimate it's Michael Peterson, called up from Gwinnett. Peterson! Let's go Braves. Let's make it happen. All brought to you by our friend John Foy. Thank you, John. I was just looking at the Braves schedule. Unless I'm looking at this wrong, we don't play the Braves, the Mets, until June the 15th. How is that even possible? We play the Dodgers again here. We play them here, but this is a weird schedule. May the 2nd, 3rd, 4th.
So are those, is that midweek? Or is
no,
that...
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm sure y'all already know that.
What are the Red Sox and Yankees coming? Because those are going to be huge also.
I know that's all you care about. Red Sox.
Well, no, I mean, those are going to be great series.
Well, they're at Boston on May 16th, 17th, 18th.
You've never seen the Braves on the road. You can get Red Sox tickets easy. That's a great place to go watch them.
The Red Sox are here on May 30th, 31st, and June 1st.
Is that a weekend?
That is a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
Memorial Day weekend. Boston's pretty good this year, too. And the Yankees, when are they coming in?
Well, please.
Because they're pretty good as well. I mean, the home schedule is just going to be a lot of fun for Braves fans.
Oh, my God. So we got three with the Mets mid-June, 17, 18, 19 here. You go on the road to the Marlins, and then you go to New York for four. You play the New York Mets seven times in 10 days mid-June.
Okay. What about the Yankees?
Oh, my God, you Northeasterns.
The Yankees are in town right after the All-Star break.
Say it again?
So it's the All-Star break in Atlanta, then Yankees come to town immediately.
Okay.
Right after that.
So is that Friday, Saturday,
July
Sunday?
July 18, 19, 20. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow. That's going to be a hell of a summer at Truist. And the battery from the All-Star game is going to be insanity.
So fun.
Right?
Yep.
Going to be insanity. All right. Did you give us our big game of the night yet or not?
Yes.
You did that. Oh, sorry.
I did. Braves, remember? I said John Foy. Thanks, John.
Okay. Hey, give us the Carson Beck story. I'll give you three strikes in a second. Because the Carson Beck, I mean.
So the Cavender twins, let me just give you the backstory in case you don't know and you have more to do with your life and know this nonsense that I know in my head. Hannah Cavender was dating Carson Beck. The Cavender twins played basketball. They are two of the top four, I believe, on the internets in terms of following and TikTok
influencers
and social media.
Yes. That really got
and they're
it
supermodels.
All going.
They're beautiful.
Beautiful girls that played at Miami basketball.
That's
so
right.
Not only are they smoking hot young ladies, that they also played Division I basketball
yes.
on the ACC.
So Hannah Carson transferred to the University of Miami to be with Hannah. I hope he is renting and not buying because. I'm just saying, that didn't go well. So, anywho, the twins were at the UFC event, and there looked to be with a few girlfriends. Yes. So there's a few girlfriends standing around a circle, and one of them says, well, they're smack-talking Carson. So this starts when one of the girls says, what, did he not have any friends?
Well, then
nobody likes him.
And he wouldn't talk to him. He had like an ego. He wanted people to stop him and like take a picture.
He would like flip off people in the bar and I'd be embarrassed. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'd be like very embarrassed and I was like, oh my God, how are you? Anywho, so like I broke up with him. And I broke up with him and like all these cheating came out. I had no idea. I didn't break up with him because of cheating. I broke up with him because of like who he was.
What's that
I didn't break up with
said?
Him because he was cheating. I broke up with him because of who he was. I mean, girl. Woo!
nobody really ever thought that, like, that's a super handsome young man, like, when he was playing at Georgia, right? That was always kind of a
I think you're the quarterback at Georgia dude. In a Mazda, right, what was it, right. Ferrari? I don't know. And by the way, I'm sure he's not hurting for a Lamborghini, attention. Pardon me. Yeah, I'm sure he's with a lovely female or two. But
yeah. He's got a lot
of So Haley Cavender just got engaged to the Dallas Cowboys tight end, Jake Ferguson.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good for her. Here's our three strike questions. Love for your backyard, scale of 1 to 10. Like, if I had my druthers and I didn't have three kids and I wasn't paying for college, it'd be all in, man.
Outdoor. What do you mean? You got a gorgeous pool. You got that whole kitchen.
I don't know.
Outside kitchen with the bar. What is that whole thing with the rock?
I have
rock,
a grill.
Corey?
I have a grill and an egg.
It's a beautiful backyard. Not, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I didn't say it's
about.
Not nice. Oh my. It is not even close to a kitchen. There's no TV setup. I'm telling you, it's nice, but that's where I would spend my money.
Okay.
Just love for your backyard scale of 1 to 10. The U.S. city that's on your bucket list, haven't visited, the USA city on your bucket list, and the players who injuries cost him from being great, or who you think of. Like, injuries just kept costing him. Steve Avery, a great example. The phenom of baseball at one point, or that pitching staff, and literally could not get healthy. Who are guys that you think of? Injuries cost him from being great. 404-726-0929.
Okay.
Love of your backyard, scale of 1 to 10. The USA city on your bucket list. And the player whose injuries prevented greatness. Who do you think of? In that category. Now, yesterday we did a phenomenal. I don't even know who those six people called. Like, new people. Nothing against Chief or Breakfast Barry or how great they are to us. Or was it, who's the other guy that calls every day? Is it Lindor or somebody? Anyway, no, that's Fran. That's the guy in the Mets. Anyway, give us a phone call. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. 0929.
Where will you watch the draft? Will you be at home?
Well, yeah, I'd like to watch the whole draft. I have a business thing I'm supposed to do. I booked it way before I had the draft in my head. Mm. And now I feel like an idiot, right? Because I'm a sports journalist.
Journalist?
And you know Rusty and Drew are going to give me the side eye if I'm not home.
Well,
know,
Rusty will have watched it three times by the time he's here on Friday.
Rusty will not miss a second. Including of Saturday, which is rounds 4 through 7. That to him is like a party. That's like Christmas. Rusty Manziel watching the draft all day
is
like somebody watching Game of Thrones that's never seen it. Like, he'll be literally attached to that TV.
That's funny.
I said to him, what turns you on more? The NFL Combine or the NFL late rounds? Like, what gets you more fired up?
That's
right?
So sad.
Rusty, you know that Yacht Rock is playing Saturday night at Ameris in Alpharetta.
Holy.
That's a full contact sport. I was invited.
What?
Shout out to my girlfriend, Laura Dew. You know Laura Dew?
Mm-hmm.
It's her birthday. My wife's like, do you want to come to Yacht Rock with us and the girls? And I was like, if I want to do anything on Sunday of any relative importance, I do not need to attend that. That is a bunch of, you know, those are a bunch of 40, 50, 60-year-olds that are turning it up to 11.
I've never, ever seen anything like that Yacht Rock. The last time I saw it, Chastain, 2 years ago. And I also believe it's a lot of people that don't go out all the time because it was out of
the
control.
Last time I
And I mean, like, by song three, it was out of control. Hammer time and the fights with the couples and
oh really?
Ooh, it was not Cap Mantineal that night.
Mm-mm. What? Oh. So people that just are overindulged.
Oh my goodness!
So think
Rookie
about
night
Ameris,
out, y'all.
Huh?
Yeah,
we should get
you
them
should
back
go.
In studio. I just saw our buddy Mark. A buddy of mine just had him in their studios recently.
Okay.
And remember they were in here playing. Were you here that day?
I wasn't here that day. Mm-mm.
Oh, they came in and did a version, acoustic version of their stuff. So. All right, 404-726-0929. 2929 if you want to get aboard. You know, Rusty loves Yacht Rock, but Rusty loves the late rounds of the draft. So you talk about, like, a man that's torn, right?
Torn between two lovers.
Yeah. All right, let's get some calls. James is incoming. James, give me your love for your backyard scale of 1 to 10.
I just put in a pool this year, so it went from a standard 5 to we're at an 8 now.
Yeah. Someone was just asking me about a pool, and they got young kids. Let's assume they're doing all the safety precaution. Mm-hmm. The greatest babysitter on earth, if you live in Atlanta and you got little kids. So oh, yeah. God bless.
Plus, everybody wants to come to your house. I mean, I think parents love that. When yeah. You want to be a cool place.
Otherwise, it's 90s. You're searching for water.
Yeah, no, you're right.
All summer long.
Yes.
Give me a USA city in your bucket list.
This is going to sound crazy. I don't think anybody's ever said it, but it's because I want to see a baseball game up there. I actually want to go to Milwaukee and catch a baseball game.
No.
I always hear good things about it.
We just said that Milwaukee is a great downtown, and in the summertime, it's an amazing city for sure. So
nobody can say Milwaukee again. Come up with cooler cities.
The player whose injuries cost him greatness.
I'm going to go. I'm actually not from Georgia. He's my first favorite baseball player from Georgia Tech. I think Nomar Garcia-Parra could have been outstanding without the injuries.
Interesting. I mean, he had some 6 really good years. And then, I don't know. Talk about a guy that worked out that had no fat on him. Nomar Garcia-Parra had nothing.
See, there's another example. He was injured all the time.
DK in yeah. Stone Mountain.
Needs a milkshake.
Hey, DK, love for your backyard scale of 1 to 10.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Sandy. Happy Tuesday.
Thanks, buddy.
Backyard got to be a 10, especially during the fall, during football season down south.
Yeah, no, I love being in my backyard. I just need to upgrade it. USA city that's on your bucket list.
I always wanted to go to Aspen, Colorado.
It's
good call.
It's the most beautiful city. It was my first
time
there. Yeah,
good
that
call.
Was beautiful.
Hey, injuries that cost a player greatness.
The first person that I thought of when you said that was Brandon Roy from the Portland Trail Blazers.
Wow. Okay, you're going deep cut there. Thanks, buddy. Final word coming up from Corey and Griffin. Hey, Corey, give me your love for your backyard scale of 1 to 10.
Back number grass.
What number was it, sir?
Oh, 5, because it's nothing but double grass.
Okay. USA city on your bucket list.
Well, I know y'all have been, but Los Angeles, California.
And the player whose injuries cost him greatness.
The guy stole mine. I was going to say Brandon Roy also.
Rusty had the winning answer, which was Marcus Lattimore. There you go.
Yeah, for sure. That was one of the most painful injuries to watch. That's a good topic, though.
Yeah,
you not think of Steve Avery at all, you guys, and think about...
Well, you said it before.
No, I'm saying, but like, I was trying to... Like, what he was in that World Series,
mm-hmm.
and what a great dude, and he just never could get right again. All right, we got to go. Back tomorrow. Bye.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.